Blog Talk Radio.
And we're back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart, and we have a special program today where the candidates speak out. And we're going to hear from mayoral candidate finalists Greg Griffin and Mike Rowe. And we'll get started shortly. Okay, how you doing today, Greg?
Doing just great. Glad to be here.
Okay, and Mike, are you with us?
I sure am. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Okay, ready to have a little fun today and find out a bit more about each of you guys. So, Greg, tell us who you are.
I'm Greg Chip Griffin, lifelong resident of the great town of 96, right up here on Patterson Drive. I've been a part of, this is actually my second go-round on town council, currently the mayor pro tem. I have a lot of ideas. I love 96. I want to see 96 grow. I have a lot of ideas toward that end, and I'm just excited. Glad to have Mike Rowe as an opponent. He's great, been a great guy, great competition. So just looking forward to November 17th.
Okay, and Mike, your turn. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Michael Rowe. I'm also a lifelong resident of 96. I've either worked or lived here pretty much my whole entire life. Currently, I'm the president of 96 Chamber of Commerce. 96 high school graduate. I have a bachelor's degree in history from Lander University. This is my first time running for elected office, but I tell you, I've loved the process. I've loved getting out and talking to people and hearing their concerns about the town, and I have some ideas that I would like to see put forth and to see the town grow also. And I'm glad that I have some good competition, and Greg's a good guy. He really is. I love him, love his wife. They're very good people, and I just want to do what I can to try to help the town be better than it is.
Okay, Greg, what would be your three top priorities if you were elected?
First of all, I definitely like to change the attitude, the perception of the town's government. I definitely want to make our townspeople feel like we're more accessible, more accountable. Definitely no tax increases. My second thing would be our town's landscape. We definitely need to improve our appearance of our uptown area. That's high on my wish list, my to-do list. Thirdly would be economic development and taking advantage of the things that we already have around 96 that I don't feel like we're getting the most bang for our buck on, whether it be Lake Greenwood, promotion of our school district, and other, I guess you'd say, natural resources of the town. So I just feel like our economic development would be my third.
Okay, and Mike, same question. What are your top three priorities if you were elected?
I really honestly feel exactly the same thing on the points that Greg has used. I really do. I feel like the town needs to be held more accountable and it needs to be more accessible to its people. I do not believe in tax increases. That's something that you don't want to do because I believe tax increases do stagnate growth. When you increase taxes, the taxpayers are going to look, well, where are you spending this money at? So I think we need to be responsible for the money that is coming in. I believe appearance is everything. The town if you do spend some tax revenue, those tax dollars can be seen, especially when you're applying for grants. And then, of course, you know, you're having to come up with a match for it, you know, as far as streetscapes, beautification around the town. I know some money has been allotted for beautification, but I'd like to see that increase. There are a lot of volunteer groups that would love to be able to help beautify the town, and I think we can utilize those resources by bringing those people in. I know there have been programs in the past that have been successful as far as like the visitor signage, the town signs when they come in. I know those are maintained by some volunteers, and I'd love to see that type of program throughout the town. And of course, economic revitalization. That's one thing is key. We do have some issues as far as buildings are concerned, but I feel as though that there can be a plan that's crafted that's going to work for the town of 96. And I do believe that we are not capitalizing on the things that we have that are positive here. You know, we have one of the best school districts in the country. You know, we have a national historic site that, you know, the town is named after. Those things like that draw in visitors to the town, we need to be able to give them something to stop and spend their money. Those visitors that are coming to the sites are the Lake Greenwood State Park. We need to be able to keep that money here, because you know, you those businesses start generating tax dollars, and that comes back to the town. So the more money is spent here in 96, the more money it is, you know, for the town of 96, and more jobs that there are, and people can see that growth.
Okay, Greg, what would you do to attract more businesses to the town and help the businesses that are already here?
I definitely feel like as a town and a town government, we need to provide more incentive, whether it be making it more or less distracting as far as trying to get a business license in 96, whether it be offering some type of a fee in lieu of what taxes that businesses are required in 96. But I think there are things that are fundamentally ground into our ordinances and code that we need to consider working with potential business owners instead of making it difficult, making the process difficult for them to establish a business here. I think that through the years, it's been too much emphasis on red tape. There's been too much emphasis on the actual governmental structure instead of relating to the business owner and finding out what their needs are and how we can accommodate them. Not necessarily giving away the town in order to attract business, but I feel like as a government, we've got to make it easier to bring business into 96 and promote ourselves as such. Not a town that's adverse to business, and it's kind of reflective of what we have thus far. As much as I love 96, I hate the ghost town atmosphere that we have in certain periods of the day. And so, to me, it's plain and simple. We've got to make it a lot easier on businesses to be able to establish themselves here and there.
Okay. And Mike, what would you do to help out businesses here?
I would like to be able to work with the Chamber of Commerce more, because that is our main tool as far as establishing that communication line between businesses and the town. I want to feel as though businesses be able to come to us, you know, if they have a problem and see what we can to help them, because we don't, you know, just like what Greg's saying, you know, the red tape, it's that that bureaucracy that you try to get away from, to where you have a good working relationship with the businesses that are here to help them out. If you can offer some incentives package, and you don't want to give away, you know, the town exactly what Greg was saying, but you try to find middle ground to where you can work with these businesses. And of course, you know, when we see that businesses see that we're investing in the town, that we're trying to make it appear to be better than it is, and you know, we're making that appearance to where the town's investing in the beautification of the town, and to where that people can say, hey, you know, this town is trying to grow, and you start attracting more of those businesses into the town. It makes the overall attitude of the town better. People say, you know what, I think I want to spend my money here. I really do.
Okay, now since I have both of you here today, I'm going to have to ask you about the political hot potato. That being Edgewood Middle School, it's been a lot of controversy. And, I mean, the town really needs something as far as a community center for the children. I'd like to ask both of you, how would you address that?
Well, I don't know, Robert, I think you're aware of it, that I've been the president of the Edgewood Grassroots group for probably the last 3 or 4 years. We had a couple proposals for the school district, and then we had a little, I guess you'd say, miscommunication amongst the community with it. So we kind of hit a little stumbling block with it. But the desire of mine and the group is to preserve the historical value of Edgewood. It means a whole lot, not only to the black community of 96, but to the community of 96 entirety. Also progress the school itself, you know, not going into boring specifics, but the school itself, the reason why a new school was built in the first place is because of the average inadequacies at the old site. So what we have over there now is a situation where it either needs to be repaired or another structure placed in. And that's kind of my vision for it, to preserve what we can that has historical value, but to replace it or redeem it to a workable facility that can be utilized not only for the constituents that live right around it, which, you know, if you really look at it, you have some socioeconomic disadvantaged groups in that area that could really utilize it, but also make it viable for the entirety of 96 and any group to be able to participate and take advantage of it. So I guess to answer your question, I see it as a combination, new growth and preservation of the old. Like I said, I don't by no means want to wipe out the legacy, the history, and I mean strong history. My parents, my grandparents, my aunt, she was a school teacher there for a number of years. A lot of friends and family went there. So I have a deep connection to Edgewood, but I also know the practicality of it. We need a facility that's used.
Right.
So it's been our pursuit as a group to look at some grants, to look at some other outside entities for assistance. And we've had some definitely good progressive talk. The grant issues are there. It's just a matter of getting the okay and getting the match. So I could go on and on and talk about Edgewood because it has a special place in my heart.
But we get good.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a chance.
All right, Mike, what do you think about it?
I feel it does need to either be preserved or a new structure put in place. You don't want to ruin the history that's associated with Edgewood. It's very important for that area of that community because a lot of the community's residents are their parents or grandparents, you know, aunts or uncles, you know, work there. I went to school there, as a middle school student. And you want to preserve as much as you possibly can. So I would love to see a group come in and take ownership of that building. The group that Greg's involved with. I would love to see them turn that into a community center. Or I know there were a few. I think in the group proposal there was a few entities that, like Gleams, that was going to come into the facility, and that would be beneficial to people who are economically challenged. Those kids, it would benefit that whole community. It would benefit the town of 96, for residents to be able to access a facility like that. So I would love to see something done with it. I really would. I would love to see that the town and the Edgewood grassroots group and the school district come to a solution to find something that would work. Whether through the grant process or whatever it may be, where they find some funding from outside sources to come in and actually, revitalize that whole area of 96. I think it's vital. We need that in 96. We need buildings like that to be able to work for the community.
Okay. Now you guys are in a runoff because you didn't. Probably have enough votes to get one of you guys in office. You want to say anything about that?
Definitely. I always respect the voice of the people. I think that they recognize two good candidates. I think they recognize two young men that care a lot about 96. I always urge the voting process, no matter what the situation is. It is what it is. I'm glad to be in this position. I feel good about it. And so just looking forward to November 17th.
That's right, people. Come out November 17th and vote. And, Mike, would you like to say anything?
I'm glad to be a part of the process. I do. I congratulate Greg for getting the most votes. I tell you, that is I had a feeling that it was going to come to a runoff, that nobody would get to the 51%. But I tell you, I'm just so proud of the people of 96 coming out and voting. And I hope that the people that came out for runoff that voted the first time will come back and vote again. And if you didn't get a chance, it's not too late to let your voice be heard. Greg's a great guy. He's devoted his life to the town of 96, and I was glad to be a part of this. It's a wonderful process. I tell you, I love getting out and talking with people, and people saying, I'm planning on coming out and voting. I know I spoke with a lady that she had not voted in 20 years, and she said, I'm going to come out and vote this time. And just to hear somebody say that, that they have not been a part of the process, but they wanted to reengage and say, I want the town to be better than it is, I was just thrilled to hear people say that.
Okay, Greg, no more questions for you. Is there anything in your mind that you'd like to say before we leave?
As always, I love 96. I want the best of 96. 96 has been very good to me, and I just want to continue to do the best I can for it. Mike just said earlier, I just want to see the progression of 96. I don't want us to be the best town in Greenwood County. I want us to be the best town in the state of South Carolina, and eventually the best town in the whole United States. And I feel that that's something that we can do. We have the people, we got the will, and we got the way. And so those are my beliefs, and that's how I want to end. That's what I want. That's how I want us to be known.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Mike?
I feel the same way. I really do. I hate to sound like we're always in green, but I tell you, we do see the things that we see those things that need to change.
Right.
And we both feel the same way. It is, you want the town of 96 to be the best that it possibly can be. It's not going to happen overnight. it's going to take a whole community effort. It's just not, you know, one man, whether it be me or Greg doing it. It's going to take an effort by a lot of people, whether it be me, you know, the mayor's position or town council or Chamber of Commerce, the Historical Development Association or Edgewood Grassroots or the 96 Mill Village Neighborhood Association. I mean, it's going to take everyone getting involved in this to make the town the best that it possibly can be. And I'm so proud of people that have shown interest, that said, you know what, I've walked away from this a number of years ago, and now I'm willing to come back to try to make the town to be the best that it possibly can. And we won't always come to agreement on what needs to be done. But you know what, we can sit down and discuss, and we can get the best parts of everybody's ideas, and we can say, you know what, let's do that. That's a good idea. Let's go with that idea. And to make the town be the best that it possibly can be.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you both for coming, and I want to tell everybody to come out and vote on November 17th. And I'm your host, Robert Hart, 96 Live, and we're signing off for now. Bye-bye.